Let's be open and transparent with Kevin Millar about this, or the conversation we just had. We'll ask how he would have handled it.
All right, here we go. So Kevin Millar, MLB Network, joins us. Kevin, Mike, Seth, and Paul, good morning. What's going on?
Boys, what's going on?
All right, Kevin, here's our question.
Yes.
We said we're going to be open and transparent about this. There's a little bit of a mix-up during the break where I thought my producer was telling me that J.J. Watt was calling in. Like, and I knew you were calling in. We had teased ahead and everything. But I thought my producer was telling me that, like, J.J. Watt was calling in and wanted to talk to us. And I don't think you would have. What would have been the best way for me to handle that in terms of, like, what would we have said to you if, like, we'd been on air for, like, 2 minutes and then J.J. Watt calls in to our producer and is like, hey, I want to talk to the guys right now.
Yeah, you know what you do? You just say, hey, Millar, beat it, and you put J.J. Watt on immediately. That's the pecking order.
But I feel
Keep
like
man,
you would understand completely. You would totally understand, but I would feel awful about doing it.
No, I totally understand. Trust me. That's one thing you got to be accountable for who you are. And that's, you know, I know who I am. I'm Riff Raff. J.J. Watt's a star. So that's it. I'll fill a little time for you guys. J.J. Watt called, he's on the phone immediately.
I like it.
Stop it with the riffraff.
The humble nature. Kevin Millar joining us. Kevin, do you think that Ken Giles will be back on the Astros this season at any point?
Man, I tell you what. Before we were talking about that unintentional talk the day it happened, before he got sent down, we got the news. I'm just like, it's weird. It's been a weird situation. You know, even from the last year's postseason, and obviously the Astros banged the baseball and they overcame it and they won and it was just a wonderful year. But you can't go into the postseason this year with the same feeling and hoping that George Springer and Jose Altuve all hit 3-run home runs and you guys win the World Series again. So they were going to have to add, I feel, in my opinion, no matter what, a bullpen arm. And then if it was going to be Giles getting the important outs, then I'd have been extremely shocked. I thought they had to do something before that. Then this happens, and then if he did go off on AJ, and then obviously they sent him down the minor leagues, I don't see him. I'll see him, you know, pitching with the Astros, you know, again, but I don't see him getting important outs. I don't think that he's the guy that they're going to rely on. Period. End of story.
Kevin, you've seen guys like Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz in the home run derby. I have a question about Alex Bregman being in it, and he was asked yesterday if the idea of being in the home run derby makes him nervous about his swing going forward, and he said, no, during batting practice, I'm always trying to hit home runs. Is it a myth that the home run derby can mess up a guy's swing?
100%. I mean, you know, let's be honest. What Bregman just said to you guys, or yesterday, this is exactly it. We have home run derby every single day the last few rounds of our batting practice. I mean, you get in the cages, you take, you know, 8 swings your first at bat or your first time, and you hit a couple ground balls to right, you get them over, you get them in, all that baloney. And then you hit a few line drives up the middle of your next at bat. The next 2-3 rounds, you're going deep. the fans are starting to come in, your body's loose, and you're trying to hit bombs off the choo-choo train, period, end of story. So I don't understand how this messes your swing up when we do it every single day, especially in this day and age when everybody's talking about whatever launch factor is and all swing rate and bat speed and then ball off the bat. And so it doesn't make sense. It's an honor to go ahead and be asked to play and participate in the home run derby. I mean, you remember the back of the day, we see Ken Griffey and, you know, Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire or whatever it was. It was just big guys go up there and hit bombs. So I love that Briggs is going to take part in it. And you know what? He'll probably sneaky impress a lot of people.
Kevin, I have a pretty broad question for you. We were discussing the overall popularity of baseball on our show a few days ago, and Houston's unique because obviously the Astros are sort of at a fever pitch. Like the attendance is really good. There's a chance they could draw 3 million, and you feel the buzz around town, World Series champions, all that, obviously. It strikes us, though, that there's like a huge regionalization in baseball. And one example would be the A's come into town a couple days ago before they take 3 or 4. And I think it would come as news to a vast majority of our audience that the A's are actually a good team. Whereas in the NFL, you would never have that. In the NBA, you probably wouldn't have that. What do you think from the jobs that you do at MLB Network and everything about the regionalization of baseball?
It's a great question because you're right. Even us working in baseball day in and day out, you look up and all of a sudden the A's are 8 games out and they're 6 games behind Seattle Mariners for the wild card. I'm like, is Oakland that good? And you're like, yeah, I think this year, in my opinion, you have 3 to 4 powerhouses in the American League. You know, you talk about the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Houston Astros, and then you could throw up Cleveland because when they get going, they're kind of a good team and they can get real hot with their starting pitcher with Corey Kluber and that 1-2 punch with Ramirez and Lindor. Their bullpen's been terrible this year. But you know what I'm saying? There's 4 teams that you kind of talk about. The Mariners, no one said a word. They're 3 games out. We haven't said anything about the Seattle Mariners, and they're 58-36. You know, Houston, we talk a lot about. They're 62-34. But you're right. I think we play so many games every single night that the NFL is an event. So every Sunday, it's an event. We're leading up to it. We're going to barbecue. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about who's hurt and injured. So you're dealing with 16 games. Baseball is kind of like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, rain out. We got doubleheader. And you just don't even know what's going on. But the parity, it just seems like everybody's about the same except those few teams that I mentioned early on. In the National League, you can totally flip a coin not knowing who's going to win what. I mean, the Dodgers were the powerhouse last year, and they got off to a terrible start. And now you look at that West, I mean, from all the way down 1, 2, 3, 4, teams are, you know, 3 games, you know, and less out of first place. So you're exactly right. A lot of people don't really, you know, aren't in tune on the everyday teams.
Who should Astros fans be rooting for between the Red Sox and Yankees as far as who would be a better matchup for the Astros in the playoffs?
That's a great question. You can flip a coin. I mean, the Red Sox are a very, very good baseball team, period. They have Chris Sale. They have a bunch of guys that are scrappy and good. You have Mookie Betts has turned into a monster. J.D. Martinez situation, who should be playing for the Astros, if we remember a few years back.
Yep.
Crazy how he has turned his life
insane.
Around. It's crazy. It really is. I mean, this guy gets released by the Houston Astros and then turned himself into one of the greatest hitters in this game the last few years, if not the best right-handed hitter. It's interesting. Aaron Judge and Stanton, 6'5", 6'4", 6'9", 6'8", whatever they are, there's a fear when they get in the batter's box. 1 through 9, the Yankees could take you all over the ballpark home run-wise. I still think starting pitching-wise, the Red Sox have the advantage. And if I was the Astros, I'd want to face the Yankees.
Kevin Millar is our guest from the MLB Network. We'll let you know what he's doing with a SeatGeek in a moment. Kevin, I have one more question for you. So there's a report I saw yesterday about the Astros being linked with Rays catcher Wilson Ramos. They obviously need bullpen help. We just talked about Giles a few minutes ago. If you were Jeff Luhnow, do you prioritize adding a catcher knowing that McCann is going to come back at some point, but we're not quite sure how much you can trust them versus the bullpen? What would you prioritize?
I would go bullpen. Okay. I mean, I just think you add arms, but you can go out and sneak, you know, a guy like Francisco Cervelli also for Pittsburgh. You know, there's some good catchers out there, like, you know, Ramos and Francisco, if you need to go ahead and add. But it's depth. You have to have depth, you know, and Jeff knows this. I mean, it's not like he doesn't know anything. These are World Series champions. But we also know that feeling that it got real uneasy last year, like who's going to close for the Astros? And it was one of the greatest World Series we've all seen, especially games, what was it, 2, 3, and 5, or yep, whatever those games were. It was just remarkable what we saw. And, you know, Dodgers, Astros, you would have never guessed. But they put a heck of a series together, and especially with everything with Hurricane Harvey, I just think you rallied around these disasters, kind of like the 2013 Red Sox with the, you know, the bombing situation and the bearded brothers. So you felt that. But I think if you're Jeff, I need to get arms, and I need to get power arms, and I need to get more arms in that bullpen.
Kevin, we are big fans of SeatGeek on the show. What do you have going on with them?
Unbelievable app. If you don't have it, you got to get on your device. It's a fun app. I use it here in Austin for concerts and stuff. But smartest, easiest way to get Major League Baseball tickets on your mobile device, download it on your device and enter Millar promo code for $20 off your first purchase. See, even if I'm riffraff, I'm giving you $20. So, you know, I'm giving away money. But you can search all games and events and compare prices and see actual seat views, which is really cool. So it's a great device. I use it. And if you don't have it, get it.
No, it's awesome. We
big
work
fans.
With SeatGeek too, yeah.
Kevin, great talking to you this morning. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kevin.
Boys, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Kevin Millar, MLB Network analyst, and he is the host of Intentional Talk. So my takeaways from that spot real quick was not big on Giles and wants the Astros at bullpen help. Those are my two big takeaways.
My big takeaway is that baseball needs more people like Kevin Millar that cover it instead of boring people that cover it.
Kevin Millar's fun.
I like the whole fact that one of our listeners pointed this out too. The other thing about the home run derby is that like most of the guys, or a lot of the guys in the home run derby, it's like it's unlikely that they would be able to sustain their first half effort anyway.
It's like
okay, you're on a tear in the first half. Like statistically, you kind of tend to settle down. So it's not the one night event. Okay, now I'm getting like retroactively angry about people that think that like these professionals, after one night of taking a bunch of monster swings, that somehow it destroys their swing for the next 3 months.